Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I want this to be an unforgettable show.
Showtime, boys. This is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Phone numbers in case you have questions, but you probably won't have questions till after Dizzy tells this story.
Yeah, what?
Which he so artfully teased before.
How is it that your mom's friend ended up having her head cut off?
My mom told me was when they were teens, she was like in her early teens, 14, 15, they went to what they call a fete in Trinidad, which is just like a big party, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, celebration.
Yeah. So they went to a fete and they were hanging out, dancing, you know, not drinking because they weren't old enough. Well, maybe they were. They didn't tell me that. But they were dancing for sure. And like in our culture, like dancing is a big thing. Like you're going to dance on strangers. You're just having a good time, right? Just like you would assume in Jamaica they do. It's right. Kind of part of the culture and the music.
In Trinidad,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so they went to this fete, and then when they came back, I guess someone had seen my mom's friends dancing on some other guy that wasn't her guy. So they told the guy, and he ended up showing up, and
Your mom and her friend were dancing with some guy?
Well, no, just her friend was dancing with some guy that wasn't her boyfriend. So told her boyfriend... And so her boyfriend ended up showing it to my grandparents' house in Trinidad. And he ended up like, because, you know, in the windows there, it's very easy. Like there's bars on the windows and like the glass isn't like how glass is here. So he went and just kind of knocked on the window. Was like, hey, what's up? I'm glad you got back for the party. I need to talk to you. And she's like, oh, yeah, for sure. So she went outside to talk to him. And my mom says that she just remembers them yelling. So then she went and looked outside, and when she went looked outside, there was a bunch of his friends were there, and she said she just remembers them making a circle around her.
What?
And they were yelling and screaming, and then they all scattered away and ran. And my mom was like, what? Like, she had already told my grandparents, like, there's yelling and there's something going on. So my grandpa went outside and he found her body, and her head was off. Like, they cut it off with a machete. Yeah.
Holy crap. But now everybody knows who did it.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Trinidad and, like, these islands. They don't really have a police system there. It's a lot of these countries, the National Guard kind of doubles as the police. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have detectives. You can't go into a precinct there and be like, hey, you know, we need to speak to a detective. They'd be like...
So it's just military police.
Basically, is what it is. So, like, they had no way of doing anything. And my mom was traumatized. And my grandparents were already kind of looking for a reason to leave. And this kind of just, like... push them forward because they already had family in Canada and they were like, hey, come here. You could stay with us until you guys figure it out. So they ended up going and staying with my aunt and uncle. My mom had to like share a room with like four different siblings of her cousins because, you know, they didn't want to have her there anymore. And then since then, my grandpa didn't go back for years.
Like, so nothing ever happened to the boyfriend that probably cut her head off?
Nothing ever happened to him for the longest time from what I heard until, like, he was just murdered because he was just in the streets acting a fool, obviously. Sense. But, like, there was nothing, no repercussions came immediately after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we know what they used? Like, they use a machete or something? Like,
yeah, a machete. It's, like, you know, it's hard to get guns there, but, like, everyone has machetes.
Machete,
like,
right.
You're cutting stuff up there, whether it's sugar cane or coconuts and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, it's easy access. And they carry them around in their jean pocket, like, in their jeans, if that makes sense. Like, they put it down in their waistband. Right? Yeah.
How long did it take before your mom got out of Dodge?
Oh, it took, I think, about a half year. It took a few months because they can't Yeah, they couldn't just pick
half
up.
A minute.
Yeah. They couldn't just pick up and leave. So it took a few months. But I'm pretty sure.
She had to spend maybe 6 months in fear for her life.
Well, no, sorry. So my parent, it was during the summer. So my grandparents sent her ahead. And
Sorry.
So they got their stuff together and they sent her there. Like, I think she said she was there for like a week or two and then she left and they sent her away. And then, like, she didn't even get any of her stuff really because they didn't have money to send anything with a bag.
Did she feel like she had to go in hiding until she left?
Well, she was definitely scared. And I think it was more just traumatized than felt scared.
Of course.
Because if she was scared and they wanted her, they would have just had them both come outside that day. You know
what
I mean?
That's true.
Like, hey, come talk to us and hang out. And then they would have probably killed my mom, too, for being a part of it. So,
wow. Yeah. Has your mom ever gone back to Trinidad?
Yes. She's went back.
To the same area?
Yeah, because from what I heard, the guy died her early 20s.
What about all the other guys in the circle around this woman? Like, all those guys are in it.
I don't think she knew because they went to a different school. They went to a school called Fatima, which was like an all-guy school, actually. And was like, so I didn't really know them. So I was just more fearful of the one main guy that she was dating. But once she heard he was like out of the picture, she was like, okay, feels a little safer to go back to Trinidad.
And you know what, Raj, you said, you know, the group of friends that were in the circle were all involved. They would be all involved if it was here. Over there.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? It sounds like the rules are a little bit different.
Man. Yeah, yeah, it's a big difference over there. So, my grandpa never went back until 2006 when I graduated high school, and he went back with
me. That poor guy.
I feel like the challenge is on. At least once every week, couple of weeks, Monica remembers some story from her childhood that makes us sit there and go, oh, wow, like, how did we not hear that one before?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, day one, Garrett is talking about beheadings and all that good stuff.
I didn't hear that until I was late in high school.
Bars high, Monica.
I had a lot of friends who were, like, quote-unquote gang members that were involved with, like, Bloods and stuff, and my mom was, like, hated the guys that would be around. Even though they went to school with me, I didn't think of them as gang members. They were just my friends, right?
Right.
And she's like, well, this is why I don't like you hanging around these type of guys. And honestly, I stopped after that. Because hearing your mom's friend get beheaded, you're like, what?
Yeah.
My guy's just like them, but a little older, right?
Yeah. So she's like, that can happen there. What can happen here where they have access to guns and stuff, you know?
Man.
And that was in Trinidad, where dancing is just part of our culture. So if you come to America.
Right, that's not even that big a deal.
Yeah, what are you going to do wrong that's going to piss the wrong person off? And they're just going to, you know, they weren't raised right. They're going to take it into their hands.
All right. Trinidad's on the no-fly list.
Yeah, right.
Them and Tobago, both.
Yeah, both
going
of them.
Close enough. They're both on my list of places not to go.
I'm not trying to victim shame here, but I feel like there should have been warning signs that this boyfriend was a very violent man.
Maybe.
Because just dancing with somebody, I mean, you're going to cut somebody's head off?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that is the wildest thing to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yes, and I feel like that's something that if you're dating somebody you know.
That you could see that they're kind of sick in the head.
So you either just don't go out and do anything or you're prepared for, she deserved that, but I'm just saying, like, how do you not know?
Just maybe the vitamin D was so good.
She
was weighing the pros and cons. And she's like, you know what? I'm going
to roll the dice with this one. See if he finds out.
All right.
God.
You know?
Poor
right. Because you know he got mad some other time and he must have done something else.
I mean, even if it wasn't at her, it was somebody for something stupid. And
we were in.
Wild.
Jeez.
On the island of Anguilla for some, whatever their carnival is. It was like my friends were getting married and they were redoing their vows in St. Martin. Mm-hmm. Nicole and I went down a couple of days and went to Anguilla, which is like a short ferry ride.
Right.
And we ended up at this spot where it was their carnival. We were the only two white people that were there, not on fancy boats.
Oh, I see.
These people.
Fancy boat people.
Had so much fun. Like they were absolutely loving life, and I'm talking about 4-year-old little girls twerking and having a good time with their mom and doing all this stuff. That was eye-opening to watch because it never once felt like something can go off. It never once felt like it was just music and food and drinks and dancing. And I'm sitting there just watching the whole thing because I've never seen it before. I mean, I've seen Mardi Gras and that kind of stuff.
Carnival, different.
Right, but this was on this big open beach with beautiful palm trees all over the place. I'm like, this is not a bad way to go. This is a pretty good life right here. I mean, I don't know what daily life for the actual Islanders is actually like, but on that day, and we were talking to people at the hotel the next day, and they were short staffed. Like, oh, yeah, no, they were over. I forgot. But they didn't call it Carnival. They called it something else. Yeah, it's hard to get people to work today.
Oh. Because they all went off. Yeah, they all part of the party.
That's their day. And we had no idea that was going to be there when we were going on. It just was.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty wild. All right.
Man, your mic's off right here. We can't hear you on this one.
Sorry. Son of a gun. So then the four-year-old that was twerking pulls out a machete. And boy, oh boy, did that party go off.
So many people missing half a leg.
Right.
Good thing she was short.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people messed up. A lot of people messed up from the knee down.
But it was fun.
Great time.
Well, thanks for the story, Gareth.
Yeah. I thought I told you guys that. That's crazy.
We would have remembered that one.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a winner.
Well,
yeah.
We got the details. Nope.
You probably shared it with your other friends in the morning.
Yeah, probably the other show you're on a lot.
It's funny because in the break, I said that to George. I think it was them. I think I told them that.
No.
Get my family mixed up with Core 4. Yeah.
Sloppy second story is great.
Sloppy seconds.
Right.
Well, thanks, Dizzy.
Hey, future beheadings, you guys hear it first.
Oh, great.
Just to clear that up.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Any future ones.
Thanks, Diz.
All right. JoJo's on the phones today. Monica's in court, jury duty type thing. So that's why we've all moved positions. And that's what's going on. 1:35, you'll be calling for the top 10 list. Tell you what the topic is just before that. Maybe you can win tickets from the Bone Prize Stash. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.